Okay, so get this, though. We're diving into a world wiped out by a pandemic.
Yeah.
But forget those cheesy zombie flicks, all right?
Right.
This is different. This
Yeah.
is real. Well, as real as a stack of faded journal entries can get, right?
Exactly. We've got Maddie's firsthand account of life after a global pandemic just reshaped everything.
And let me tell you, this isn't some diary filled with teenage angst.
Right.
This is survival. We're
Right.
talking about a high school, now called Bear Country, turned into a fortress, a farm, a whole new society.
It's fascinating how these entries bring you right into that world.
Yeah.
You can practically smell the tomato plants from their makeshift garden run by the old ag club
Oh, wow.
and hear the chatter of the trading posts set up in the courtyard.
Remember those long summer breaks where all you wish for was to hang out at school? Well, they're living it. But not how we ever imagined. Classrooms are now apartments. The library is their lifeline to the past and their hope for the future. They even hold elections for sheriff.
It really shows you what humans are capable of when things fall apart.
Okay, but before we go building tree houses and stockpiling canned goods,
Okay.
let me introduce you to Mady.
Okay.
She's our guide through this post-apocalyptic world. She's just a teenager trying to make sense of a world gone mad while craving a taste of her old life, specifically her mom's biscuits.
You know what, that detail really resonated with me, that l longing for normalcy, for the simple comforts we often take for granted.
Makes you wonder, what would you miss the most? What's that one taste, that one smell that would bring back a flood of memories? For Maddie, it's those biscuits, a symbol of her family, her childhood, a life ripped away by the pandemic. And yet she pushes forward. She finds purpose in caring for her community, even when she's struggling with her own grief and fear.
It's really.
Speaking of pushing forward, did you catch that entry about their annual festival? Can you imagine a full-blown celebration in a world overrun by chaos?
It's more than just a party, though. It's a testament to their spirit.
Yeah.
They're actively rebuilding, clinging to hope and normalcy in a world that's anything but. The festival becomes this powerful symbol of their unity, their defiance against the darkness.
It gives me chills, you know. This determination to find light, even in the darkest moments. It's inspiring and heartbreaking all at the same time. But here's the thing about light, though. It's always dancing with shadows.
Yeah.
And in Maddie's world, those shadows have claws.
Yeah, you're right. There's this constant threat looming over Bear Country, the central bobcats, and this isn't just some petty rivalry like back in their old school days. This is
Oh,
serious.
absolutely.
We're talking fuel thefts, brutal attacks, and disappearances that make your blood run cold.
Like that entry where Tony gets attacked by the Bobcats, they beat him bad. Just for trying to protect what little fuel they had left. It's chilling.
It really exposes the brutality of this new world order, doesn't it? The Bobcats, led by the infamous Hulk, are shrouded in this aura of fear and violence.
Yeah, the Hulk.
Maddie doesn't reveal much about him, but those few details, they paint a terrifying picture.
And then there's Runt. His disappearance, I mean, it hits you like a ton of bricks. One minute he's there, the next, gone, vanished. Maddie doesn't give us all the details yet, but you can feel her world tilting on its axis.
Yeah, the mystery surrounding his disappearance adds this whole other layer of suspense to the story, you know? It makes you question everything. Who can you trust in a world where someone can just vanish without a trace?
And it's not just the Bobcats who are a threat either. Maddie's own relationships start to crumble under the weight of this new reality. Like that blow up between Matt and Jonas at the plaza,
Yeah.
you could cut the tension with a knife.
It's a stark reminder that even in an apocalypse, human relationships remain, well, human.
Sadly, yeah.
The constant pressure, the fear, the loss, it takes its toll on everyone,
Yeah.
even the strongest bonds.
And poor Tony. Can you imagine blaming your best friend for something as awful as your little brother going missing? He even throws a wrench at Maddie.
Yeah, his anger, though misplaced, really underscores that profound sense of grief and helplessness that permeates their world. He's lashing out, desperate for someone to blame.
Makes you think, how would you react in that situation? Would you be able to forgive, to understand, or would the grief consume you?
That's what's so compelling about Maddie's story. She's forced to confront these raw human emotions head on, all while carrying the weight of leadership on her young shoulders.
And she's not even old enough to vote in a real election. But here she is trying to hold her community together, mediate disputes, and make impossible decisions.
You see her grappling with that burden of responsibility, the guilt she carries, and the crushing realization that she can't save everyone.
And then, just when you think Maddie's got enough on her plate, she's thrust into this impossible position, trying to unite other survivor groups against the Bobcats. It's like her world just keeps getting bigger, even though it feels like it's closing in on her at the same time.
It shows how leadership isn't always about wanting it, you know? It's
Yeah.
about stepping up when no one else can.
Right.
Remember that entry where she describes calling that meeting with the
Yeah.
other group leaders?
Oh, yeah.
It's nerve-wracking, even reading about
Oh,
it.
absolutely.
You can feel her heart pounding as she tries to convince them that they're stronger together.
Talking about strength.
Yeah.
Or maybe the lack of it. That moment when Matt defects to the Bobcats, that was like a punch to the gut. I was not expecting
It's a brutal betrayal.
that.
Especially for Mady. She's already carrying the weight of the world on her shoulders, and then this happens.
It's
It
odd.
makes you question everything. Loyalty, friendship, even love.
Wow.
Can those things even survive in a world like this?
So many questions, right? It's like Maddie's story has burrowed under my skin, and I need to know what happens next.
Yeah.
Will Matt's betrayal give the Bobcats the upper hand? What happened to Runt? Will Maddie be able to find a way to protect Bear Country?
And that's the power of a story like this, isn't it? It stays with you long after you've closed the book, or in this case, put down the journal entries. It makes you think. What choices would you make when faced with unimaginable circumstances? How would you define hope in a world where everything seems lost?
It's heavy stuff, no doubt. But amidst all the darkness, there's this flicker of resilience, this refusal to give up that really resonated with me. If Maddie can find a reason to hope in a world ravaged by a pandemic, maybe, just maybe we can too.
And maybe that's the most important takeaway from our deep dive into Maddie's world.
Yeah.
It's a reminder that even in the face of unimaginable loss, fear, and uncertainty, the human spirit can endure. We adapt, we rebuild, we find a way to keep going, even if that way forward is shrouded in darkness.
Makes you wonder, what would you fight for? What values would you hold on to in a world gone to pieces? Something to think about. Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep diving deep.